Last September, Shanna Martin took over as the executive director of Can Help in Sulphur Springs. She replaced Adam Teer, who's now director of the Civic Center. And I talked with Ms. Martin Thursday morning.
I am originally from Sulphur Springs. However, I'm new to the nonprofit sector. I've worked in finance and banking for about 14, 15 years. And most of that work was out of town. So even though I lived here in the local area, I traveled out of town a lot of the time. So, so I'm new to nonprofit. However, I'm familiar with retail, like we have our thrift store. I'm married, have a husband. His name is Wiley, and I've been married for about 12 years. And before taking this job, I actually worked for a community project here in Sulphur Springs called Transforming North Texas, and that allowed me to meet some of the local leadership and just made some connections for that job, which has really helped me in starting here at Can Help.
All right. When did you start here?
I started here in mid-September, so I've been here for going on 3 months, actually.
Were you pretty familiar with Can Help, or you've had to kind of familiarize yourself?
To be honest, I really was not that familiar with Can Help. I had driven by it multiple times. And I knew that there was this thrift store here, but I was not familiar with all the ins and outs of what the programs we offered and how we assisted people in the community.
Right. Still have the 211 service? Do we just
We still run the 211 Texas service, the information and referral network out of our office here for the Northeast region. So we service 9 counties, but of course, if for some reason another agency is down, we will take calls from all over the state.
Lots of cars here today. Is it just a lot of people using the thrift store today?
We actually do have several people that use the thrift store, and it's become very popular here in the community. But we also have Parrish Junior College runs their GED classes out of a large conference room that we have here at the back of Can Help. And they offer those classes several days a week, and today's their last day. I think they're doing testing.
Oh, great. Okay. At one time, there was a coat drive going on. Are you still doing that?
Well, we will accept coats or blankets or anything like that at any time. We're usually in desperate need of those type of items, especially diapers and formula for people that come in. They need those, especially in size 4 and 5. But we did a coat drive in November, and we collected close to 300 coats to help those in the community.
Yeah, we really haven't seen the harshness of winter, but I'm sure we expect to maybe, you know, in January or something like that.
So. Yes, and what we've told everybody, anybody that they know that needs a coat, come in and they'll see us in the front office and just fill out an application, and we're here to assist in any way possible.
Do you have a good staff here? How many on your staff here?
Total, we have 9, sometimes 10 people on the staffs. Some of them are full-time. We do have a few part-time people that work in the thrift store, but we have fantastic staff. We have a new employee. Obviously, I'm new as of September, and so is our new outreach coordinator and executive assistant. Her name is Adela Martinez. She's new, and she's also new in the area from Corpus Christi, but she's had a lot of experience working with not necessarily nonprofits, but in the social services sector of working with the homeless population, at-risk youth, things like that.
So as far as if we could address if the public's looking for helping you out during this holiday season, what would be the biggest needs for Can Help that just the kind of the day-to-day things that help people out?
Right now, the biggest need is probably, I would say, formula and diapers. As I was saying, we always run low. And matter of fact, right now, we have been out for a while of size 4 and 5 diapers. But one of the things that we really need is funding. I mean, one fantastic thing about Can Help is all of the money that we receive are from private donations through churches. We receive money from the United Way. All of that, 100% of those funds are able to be put back in the community to help others. That's kind of what our thrift store helps us out with. They help us out with overhead expenses and just overall general expenses, so we can take every bit of money that we receive and put that out in the community. But for every one person that we're usually able to help, that's another person that we have to end up turning away because we run out of funding so quickly.
KSST News.